Well, Cassie is speaking out for the very first time since the video. I mean, just the absolutely disgusting, horrifying video of Diddy beating her in an elevator lobby has been released. Now, this was over 8 years ago, but the video just now surfacing.
Right.
And Cassie is speaking out for the very first time, which I find interesting because we have not heard from her at all. And we do know that once Diddy issued what he's calling an apology, that he was not allowed legally to mention her name at all. And so I thought, well, if we haven't heard from Cassie, surely people are asking her about it, but maybe she's wasn't legally allowed to talk about it. But Cassie is speaking out, and the first thing she is saying is, the outpouring of love has created a place for my younger self to settle and feel safe now, but this is only the beginning. She said, domestic violence is the issue. It broke me down to someone I never thought I would become. With a lot of hard work, I am better today, but I will always be recovering from my past. And then she added, Cassie speaking out for the first time, I offer my hand to those who are still living in fear. Reach out to your people. Don't cut them off. No one should have to carry this weight alone.
What a great statement.
I agree.
And also very telling and sad.
Yes.
Because she knows it's true. She will always live with that. She was
always.
Because it wasn't, what we saw was one time.
Once.
Apparently this is over years of him abusing her.
Gosh. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you get into that where you're scared to leave and the power struggle and people can't. It's hard to understand, but then you have the toxic or trauma bond and all that stuff where you're like, I can't leave the person, but what if I do? I don't know.
It just, there's so many emotions just living on the outside. What, you know, watching this is that, you know, Jared and I were talking one day about there has been another accuser, a very recent accuser, saying that she was sexually assaulted by Diddy. Those are her allegations about him now. And that she, for years, kept the clothes that she was wearing from that night wrapped up in plastic wrap in her closet. And that is the saddest, most despicable thing I have ever heard. And you just think about, she was so affected, as would anybody be,
right,
by that incident that you have, you know, like something so horrible has just happened to you that you keep those clothes because people probably aren't going to believe you.
Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And
that's
then true. You think about from a parent's perspective that if you learned that somebody has done that to your child, makes you just sick.
Yeah,
makes
absolutely.
You sick.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing. He needs to be buried under the jail and sooner rather than later.
Yes. And people say, oh, it was so many years ago. Oh, look at her now. She's fine. You live with it.
Yeah. No.
You've ruined her life.
I wonder if, because he's been accused of a lot more than that. I mean, big time sex trafficking, drugs, gun running, all this stuff. I wonder if he's found guilty, which we already know he's guilty of the Cassie thing because he's admitted it.
We've seen it.
Right. I wonder if he's found guilty, P. Diddy, of all these crimes and allegations with all his money, the hundreds of millions of dollars he has, couldn't be somehow donated to help victims of domestic abuse and even sex trafficking, and donated to all the causes that he was involved in, donated his money because he has hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he might be close to a billionaire for all I know.
He should have, when he did the apology, he should have done it then. It's like, look, I know this is to make up for it. What I did was horrible. And
if you're truly sorry,
I said, here's $10 million to help, you know, make a difference. I said, again, it doesn't mean it's, I'm not trying to pay my way out. I said, I just feel strongly that, you know, I need help. And but he didn't do that.
No, he didn't.
He's not going to do that. And he has kids. He wants to leave the money to his kids. He ain't gonna do none of that stuff.
And he has $800 million in his net worth. So he's close to a billion. And then he has that, you know, the Ciroc.
Mm-hmm. Like
that is a the very liquor. Popular liquor. Mm-hmm. I mean, all this stuff that people are consuming and his music and everything else and every other brand. What's his, he doesn't have a clothing line too?
Yeah. Yes.
These are humongous.
Sean John? No.
It's Damon.
Well, anyways, they're huge brands. And all this stuff, in my opinion, people should stop consuming.
Yeah.
Sean John is him. Sean Combs.
Yeah. I mean,
Sean John.
I feel differently about that.
I'm trying not to, but I just would not feel right.
I get like you don't want to contribute to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I think of the slippery slope of what you're going to consume at that point.
Oh, because also like workers who are employed by the companies,
the Apple phone I have.
Right,
they have
sure.
suicide nets in their factories in Apple because the working conditions are so bad, people are killing themselves.
Well, that's terrible. Thank you for that.
Yeah, Nike sweatshops. I mean, it's like...
Well, maybe I should rephrase that and
You can make a personal decision. Sorry,
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe I should rephrase that, and I would hope, like the Ciroc, the liquor and all that, that because P. Diddy has a brand. The Apple phone is not directly related to, like, I'm trying to say P. Diddy's a brand.
He's the face of it.
And he's a face of it, and he's also this superstar.
Who is clearly benefiting from.
Right. But he's a superstar. He's the face of it. That's the issue I have. I'm not saying it's right for the Apple or the Nike either, but it's like, to me, you can, the Ciroc should be taken away from him somehow and given and moved on. Like, the brand can continue, but just not.
Like, he doesn't benefit from it anymore.
Or he's the direct face of it. I can't, I don't feel comfortable ordering Ciroc now.
And I would be totally okay with knowing that the brand was removed from him, that he doesn't receive any sort of.
Totally okay.
Because it does employ lots of people and it does, you know, that sort of thing. But I don't want him to benefit from it at all.
Or be the face or spokesperson about. And it is a slippery slope, Jared. But because I could say the same thing about music too, because Michael Jackson's been accused. And we still listen to that and other artists. It's hard.
It's tough. It's tough. But yeah, I mean, and obviously
right
at
now,
some
though,
point
for
sure he's going to lose his freedom at some point. And then, but I don't think they take away your money. He can just decide who it goes to at that point.
They're not going to force his business out of his hands.
Yeah.
What happens when somebody goes to jail with hundreds of millions of dollars? They still get to keep the money?
Yeah. I know somebody went to jail. They kept their money.
Probably also you have your, I would hope in your life that you have your affairs in order. And he probably does if he has lawyers and stuff, like your will is written or what would happen if
Doesn't the court sometimes, one of the penalties is not only prison but also you have to pay this fine of $500 million to this?
I mean, there could be fines if it, but it has to be based on the crime. They can't they can seize assets if it was, you know, it was has somehow involved with the crime or you gained it through like criminal activity. They can seize bank accounts and stuff, but
so ultimately though they could be like, all right, you need to pay this fine of $500 million to the Domestic Violence Victims Fund.
Could whatever. Absolutely, I think absolutely they could, because we do hear that sort of thing. Judges make those calls.
Yeah, they do have some leeway with even punishments.
And if that's the case, he'll have to liquidate some assets. But odds are he's got some kind of a umbrella policy.
Probably.
Yeah, they all. I mean, they're all covered up.
Insurance will pay most of what he owes.
Yeah. Interesting.